This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your hosts, Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber.
Hello. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi for another couple months till there's a whole new group of Lombardis. No, all the Lombardis, there's new Lombardis in December. No, two new ones here in Houston. So
you will always
Will I always get to say that?
Absolutely.
Okay, Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
That's right.
The fashionista, co-host,
Bio Babe,
Coach Nelson, all the things of Culture Club HTX, and so excited to be back after my remote appearance from COVID last week.
Did you see the picture? Did you see our picture?
I did see your picture.
Did you see that you were...
I saw that I was on the...
Yeah. And you didn't even know because you couldn't hear us because the mic wasn't on, but we were like, let's go take a picture. So we were like...
I happened to look up and there I was doing this.
Yeah. Thank heaven. You were like, you were looking very focused. She's here with Shavonna Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, executive producer, eighth wonder of the world. You know what?
You think we have an eighth wonder? Hey,
can we get
look.
Sponsorship from the Eighth Wonder Brewery?
Probably. And we should have a CCHTX sticker.
Well, he does with the lips. See right there? Lips over here.
Oh, that is us. And,
oh, that's us. Okay, but we have so much sports stuff to talk about. Coach
we better
Nelson.
Get going.
Come on.
Okay.
Lay
so,
it out.
First of all, I have one personal thing to say, and that is
look up that stat.
We miss you, baseball boyfriend Scott.
Aww.
I guess you're gone for the season. Just had to say
that.
So
when
now,
he comes back, we'll play Reunited, and it feels so good.
He can come back and talk about football, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Texans. How about those Texans? I'm not going to talk about him long, but they really blew out the Ravens, whom they've never beaten before in Baltimore. Well, not in the last eight times or whatever, 8 years straight. 44-10, and lots of excuses being made for them having so many injuries, the Ravens, but the Texans did what they were supposed to do. They blew them out, and better than anything, they continued the way they played in the fourth quarter of the week before and had their first big victory. So
you were so excited.
Well, I am so excited.
The text thread was...
I was going crazy. Mm-hmm. I just want CJ to come and take his corner back. I'm happy to be Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline.
But you want,
but I loved being CJ's corner because we were worshiping him, and we really want to do that again. I was worshiping.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because here's the thing, you would give CJ back his corner like after two good touchdown passes. Me, on the other hand,
well, we're at five now.
I have higher standards. I'm like, CJ, we need to
how many 10?
We need to get to the playoffs.
Oh, all right. So,
like,
CJ,
hello.
I guess you're out for 25. So, hopefully, in January of 26, we can.
So,
have
what
your
else
corner.
Is happening with the Texans?
Well,
so
a lot
what's
of
going
stuff.
On with Joe?
Let's just go straight there. Joe Mixon is doubtful, I guess, coming back. And what does this really mean? And he was the leading rusher in 24, and he's still sidelined to a foot ankle injury. And they're just uncertain. I mean, Nick Caserio is provided the first substantive update indicating progress, but emphasizing the need for more time.
Okay, so do you want me to bottom line it?
Yeah.
I love that.
What happens if we don't get him?
No, the bottom line is he's not coming back. So the question is, how do they win without him? He's not going to come back.
They just did twice.
Okay. So how do they continue to win? Fair. How
they continue to play the way they're playing.
They continue to play B
being
teams.
Well coached. No, not B teams at first. Well, I guess the Titans were 0-3 just like the Texans were. But that being said, I think obviously D'Amico has figured out to let the coaches coach.
Okay.
You know, he's not coaching. His eye is on the big picture, and I think that's making a big difference. And I think CJ finding his mojo is huge for the team. He is the team leader, no matter what anybody says. I mean, he really is.
Oh, for sure.
And while he was sort of uncertain and fearful and getting sacked every 3 minutes,
yeah.
I mean, he broke out and ran last week.
Because that...
Whoever saw him do that?
Who's been saying this, I don't know, forever? Me? Like, run, move your feet.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
He was too terrified.
Well, you know. Well, he...
Well, he was 24 also on Saturday. He's
what were you doing
child.
When you were 24? Running around. What were you doing?
What was I doing when I was 24? Well, I was married. Oh, I was married. And I had a good job. Really big job.
Hello.
One of the first big women's jobs ever.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think we need to keep these things in perspective. Like, I have a whole bunch of commentary about this, especially as it relates to guys. But he's 24. But when you were 24, you had a whole husband and a whole job.
A whole
and like,
husband.
Please.
I didn't keep him, but I had him.
We'll talk about
Let's talk about Dusty Baker. Okay. I love this. We
Baseball
love
boyfriend
our
Scott, are you listening?
I hope you hear this, Scott. Mm-hmm. Dusty Baker is being honored by the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in a historic Hall of Fame game induction.
Are they inviting us to Dusty?
I don't know. The Astros legend and one of Major League Baseball's most respected managers, Dusty Baker, was inducted into the Negro League Baseball Museum's Hall of Game during a ceremony in Kansas City, recognized alongside other black baseball pioneers and executives. This honor celebrates Baker's monumental career and enduring impact on the sport and the people and any city he's ever been in.
And I think the thing that's really interesting is that, you know, he's a living historical figure, which is great.
Yeah.
You know what? Because that's another thing. I think if we think about who are those folks that in sports, business, whatever, but that have retired and moved on, but are seen as like just excellent. I mean, you know, they did. He is definitely one of them.
His career boasts 2,163 wins, the eighth all time. And there have been a lot of games and a lot of coaches and a very long time. How old is baseball, for God's sakes?
Right.
You know, I mean.
And there are 160-something games each season.
Yeah,
so that's a lot.
Yeah, so he's long been a bridge across baseball eras. I mean, having played during the Hank Aaron, you know, record-breaking home run era and mentored generations of stars, including Barry Bonds.
No, I think it's great. Congratulations. Yeah. And if you want us to come, we're available. We're
probably
available.
Yeah, we would love to be there with you.
So let's talk a little bit about the Rockets because, you know, the season is starting. So they had a preseason game that they won. The season starts on the 18th, Magical, somewhere.
If anybody knows a great basketball commentator, let us know. Unless Magical, you want to take
Are
it
you
on.
A great base? I'm not baseball.
Are you a basketball guy?
Commentator?
I'm a basketball guy.
So you're going to be
You can be our commentator.
I can be the commentator.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay.
Well,
so
everybody loves it when
we
you
need
talk.
To have you. We'll give you your homework. So your homework is like baseball boyfriend Scott. You need to come with a little write up and give us the rundown.
Be ready. Yeah.
Be ready.
Let us know what you're going
to. But you got
to
send it to us ahead of time. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yay! Look at us,
hey, man.
Man, we're wrecking.
We really do have our sports group.
I mean, how many boyfriends
together.
How many boyfriends do we want to have? I mean, we have so many boyfriends.
Well, how many sports are there?
I mean, there's lots of sports.
Well, now actually, we have a medical boyfriend.
We have a medical boyfriend
who's walking in.
You don't hear his background music. We're going to go to a break so we can.
Okay, go
our,
Rockets.
Our medical boyfriend. All right, we'll be back.
Bye.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista bio babe, Coach Nelson co-host.
Biology?
No, biography. And I get to do one sort of here, even though we have a recurring guest on right now.
Who has upgraded? We've upgraded his title. But before we get to him, I'm Siobhana Robert Schreiber, the other half, Culture Club HTX, executive producer, Eighth Wonder of the World. Who do we have here with the upgraded title?
We have Dr. Michael Streitman.
Again,
for the fourth time. For the fourth time, he's our regular. You guys know you get to talk to him every month. And if you want to send questions, we're happy to take them. But we're
only
making up our own stuff.
Questions.
This is things we want to know about. So double board certified.
Some of these actually came from other people.
Did they? Great.
Yeah.
Plastic surgeon and otolaryngologist.
Don't really do that much anymore. It's easier just to say ENT.
ENT, practicing at Westlake Dermatology in Houston, right at Shepherd and Bissonnette. Mm-hmm. I mean, this could That's not be more convenient. With over 25 years of experience, he specializes in cosmetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, breast, and body, including rhinoplasties and skin cancer excision. Okay, Dr. Streitman is known for his compassionate care, honesty, personalized surgical approach, helping patients achieve natural, confident results.
Did my mom write that?
Maybe.
No, I think you did. I think it came directly from your...
Trisha wrote
your,
this. She did not write it. But you know what? We upgraded you. So you are our wellness correspondent, but you've also now become our medical boyfriend. Congratulations.
Thank boyfriends. You very much.
The boyfriends join the crew.
We love boyfriends.
We have a sports crew of boyfriends. Well, two boyfriends and a husband. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boyfriend thing doesn't come with any financial obligations or anything.
Obligations, like yes.
Benefits, no.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's get to the questions. What we're talking about today is facelifts. So it's just, one, it's been in the news a lot because we're going to get to that. There's this not new, but people think it's new thing, technique for facelifts that's been all around the news. But before we get to that, let's go to the basics. What is a facelift and what areas does it actually target?
A facelift should actually be called a face and neck lift, but it takes too long to say face and neck lift, so we just say facelift. But the face and the neck move as a unit, moving upward and backward to get rid of the jowling and the laxity of the neck and the laxity of the cheek.
Laxity, can you say plain language? Sagging?
Sagging and droopiness.
Okay, so, but also the forehead, right? I mean, when you say the face...
That would be a brow lift.
Okay, so that's not so part of a facelift.
Correct. A brow lift is separate and the eyelids are separate.
So your face is divided in half, essentially. So from nose to your chest.
The facelift basically is this on down.
Facelift is eyes down and a forehead lift is eyes up.
Eyes are eyes.
Yes, yeah, and eyes are
eye
eyes.
Lifts.
And then you do a separate eye lift.
Correct.
Man, that's a lot of lifting.
And also, a lot of it happens at the same time.
Okay, so what is the age... Typical age, and so I have two questions, because someone told me that their mother had their first facelift at like 40. Anyway, but what is the typical age of facelifts that you would recommend, like, okay, this is time to consider?
I want to ask what the latest age is.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was something you did in your 60s and 70s.
Right.
Nowadays, that number has crept down into 50s and 60s, I would say.
Okay.
For your first facelift. It can be earlier. It usually isn't. People that have had loss of weight might get it earlier. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's something you do in your 50s and 60s.
And what's the latest age?
The latest age is limited only by your medical issues.
Okay.
If you're 82 years old and healthy, you have a facelift.
Okay. But I did have a friend whose doctor said he wouldn't do it after 75 or something like that.
Why?
No reason to just exclude on the basis of age. Now, if they're sickly...
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to do a facelift on a sickly 40-year-old either.
That's right.
So who is a good candidate? Because we just talked about the fact that it really anywhere from if you lost a lot of weight and you're 35 to, you know, 85.
That was my question about weight loss. How long after a transformational weight loss do you wait to have your face done?
You want to make sure your weight is stable for at least 2 to 3 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if you're losing the weight slowly – everything's going to shrink as much as it can by that time. And you're kind of ready to pull the trigger, you know, 2 to 3 months weight is stable.
Okay, because I had heard 6, but this was years ago when I heard that. Okay, say 2.
Well, but that makes sense. It could be 6 months after, like, maybe if whatever the transformational thing that happened, and then 6 months from, you know, start to finish. Yeah, that makes sense. But you're saying stable weight.
Stable weight.
You're not losing weight anymore.
Correct.
You're cruising.
Right.
And one last.
Go ahead.
Throw it in there. How many facelifts can somebody
have? Ooh, that's a great question.
You can have a lot. I mean, there was an actress back in the day. Her name was Phyllis Diller.
Yeah. Are you putting her business in the street?
I think she had like 7 over time.
She was like, you know, she turned herself from really an unattractive woman into
Phyllis Diller,
a beautiful 80-year-old.
Oh, there she is.
She really did. And Joan Rivers was another one.
She had a bunch of facelifts, too.
Her makeup's not good, though, but that's okay. So you could do – so we know the general facelift is from eyes down. So you can do a mini lift? What is a mini lift?
There's really not such a thing as a mini lift either. A lot of people talk about, oh, I just want a mini facelift. Basically, they're talking about the length of the scar. I mean, the scar nowadays usually starts around the top of the ear and goes around the back of the ear. Back in the day, it started way up in your scalp and came all the way down to your ear and then way back into the hair behind your head. So it's a mini incision, if you will, but all the stuff that we do is the same. Yeah.
So another question. Hairline. I think a real telltale giveaway for women who've had facelifts.
Or men is
the hairline keeps moving back. You know, you don't have any of this anymore, which I'm talking about. What are these things? Sideburns.
That was more back in the day.
It doesn't happen so much?
No, because the incision starts almost kind of where your hairline starts at the top of your ear. So it is a problem in men because you're moving the beard backwards towards the ear. I mean, you should have a little strip of skin between your ear and your beard.
Right, and you won't.
And if you've had a facelift, your beard is right up against your ear.
Or you have a scar.
Oh, so like this right here is like right there.
Yeah.
The cheek goes back towards the ear.
So you have hair growing out of your ear from your face.
Well,
in front of your ear.
In front.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting, I think.
It is interesting.
Because I just think there's real telltales in a lot of women, older women mm-hmm. and older than me, who've had more than a few.
So what is the recovery process? So there's no such thing as a mini lift. There's only legitimate, real facelifts. Okay, so you come in and you get one. How long does this thing take?
If it's just the facelift, you're looking at about 3 hours in the operating room.
Okay.
If you're adding on the brow lift and the eyelids, you're looking at about 5 to 5.5 hours
so you
in the operating
room. Go for the gusto.
Room.
I think you should.
Get all your pain and suffering over at once.
It's like getting all four of your wisdom teeth out.
Exactly.
You, just get it
you wouldn't get two of them, then two
no,
another
I
time.
I got all four. Go for it. Okay.
Just get it done.
Okay. So then this, what is it called? Planing. This new thing that people are talking about.
The deep plane facelift.
So it's been all over the news the last like 2 weeks. So I thought this is great because we can help add some clarity. Is that new?
It is completely not new. It's been out since probably the early 90s, deep plane facelifting. But, you know, these buzzwords get recycled.
Mm.
And then it produces traction in social media.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been doing deep plane facelifts for a long time.
What is deep plane?
Yeah, what is it?
It's where the structures beneath the skin bear the load. It's not the skin itself bearing the load. It's the structures underneath.
So how does that work?
Well, use different kind of suture techniques in those underlayers, but that's the deep plane.
Like derma, whatever under your skin versus the top part of your skin?
Nope. Beneath the skin, completely.
Completely beneath. Oh.
Hence deep.
So do people opt for that or do you do that to give a more natural look? Like what's the reason that someone would pick that over just saying, hey, just give me the standard?
Like a skin. Well, that's pretty much the standard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a deep plane facelift is the standard.
And
has been
do, right?
for a long time.
Oh, so I see what
so
you're saying.
So it's no shortcut to
So they're
anything.
Just upcharging people by saying, oh, we got this new technique called deep plane.
Or just creating buzz by using those buzz words.
Oh, that's very. And so and then people can say, oh, I had a deep plane when. Code facelift.
Right.
Oh, this is very interesting. So
I don't think I've ever done a non-deep plane facelift.
That really does add a lot of clarity. Seriously, I feel like I should go comment on
I mean, some people that have a revision surgery, they've had a facelift in the past, they're really not ready for a quote-unquote full facelift,
mm-hmm.
will have a skin-only facelift. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything to the deeper structures. That would be a superficial facelift. Would be just skin only, but nobody does that anymore unless it's just a small little revision.
Interesting. Okay, so what's your personal philosophy on facial aesthetics and aging gracefully? Which you seem to do a good job at. You're what, 93?
94 now.
Okay.
You are really looking good, doctor.
just look like I'm 50.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of... If the operation's done right, you should look nice. No one should ever look overdone. The problem is that after you have a facelift in some people, Jerry Jones was a prime example.
Let's talk about
Everyone
him.
Would say, oh, he got pulled too tight. You hear that often. And it's not because they're pulled too tight. It's because they don't have any fat in their face anymore.
Oh.
If you're of a certain age, you lose a lot of your fat, and then you're pulling skin against bone, and it looks overly tight.
Oh, that's why. Okay, so yeah. I didn't know why the look. But so what do you think about his work? No K or okay?
Well, I mean, it was what it was. I mean, if your face
so
is super skinny, it's going to look that way.
It's going to look like it's going to look.
Right.
Okay. So what advice would you give someone who is facelift curious but not just ready to commit yet. But they are thinking, okay, I have some things that I've done. Maybe they've done some other aesthetic.
Don't love.
Yeah, they've done some other aesthetic things, but now they're like, okay, I'm ready for some bigger guns, I think. What would you tell them to consider, think about? I mean, we'll tell them how they can get in touch with you directly, but what would you say?
Well, if you're younger, on the younger side, you can think about doing some fillers, especially. Mm-hmm. You can think about doing some laser peels, especially. Mm-hmm. There are things that you can do to tighten your skin and mm-hmm. make it better. Mm-hmm. And then once, you know, you've got to that point in your life that those things aren't making the difference that mm-hmm. you want them to make anymore, then it may be time.
And then how, if they say, okay, yeah, it's time, what do you want them to, how do they get in touch with you?
You can go on our website, which is westlakedermatology.com, and make mm-hmm. an appointment directly. Don't even have to speak to a human being. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call and speak to a human
being. The old-fashioned way is to show up at your office and be like, is Dr. Shryman here?
I'm not good with making the appointment online. I need to talk to the I need to know someone.
The old-fashioned way is to walk in and be like, hi.
281-203-0600.
281-203-0600.
You can do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay. Yeah. That's your beeper? That's real old-fashioned. They paid you.
Our front desk people are very nice. Yeah,
they are.
They're lovely. Everybody there is lovely.
So one thing we didn't talk about, and it's, I think, really important topic because we're in October. Is there time for someone to get a facelift? Let's call it in the next 2 weeks. They say, yep, I'm ready. I know I'm ready. I'm going to go in and be ready for the Christmas, Hanukkah holiday.
Thanksgiving.
Trying to be, you know, generous. I say Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Like, is there time for them to look?
Being that facelifts are kinder and gentler than they used to be mm-hmm. years ago, I tell people you're ready to see your friends in 5 days and your enemies in seven.
Really?
The recovery can be, I mean, if you're...
I know a person who actually was out the next day and looked absolutely fabulous, which was crazy, and she shouldn't have been, and her doctor was furious. You know, but she was, you know, like.
Yeah, some people recover very quickly. It's, you know, you're going to have a little bruising. Some people bruise more than others. Yes. Some people swell more than
others.
But
there's things to do in advance for bruising, right? Like Arnica and all that stuff.
That's never been proven to actually work.
Okay. Look at you, real doctor. But 7 days.
Real doctor. I'm the fake doctor.
That's pretty good.
7 days, all the sutures that you can see.
Are gone.
Do you have come time out. In the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, right. We're like, we may get some people sending us text messages.
I think I might just okay. give no, us
very
a call.
Interesting.
No, seriously, because seriously, 7 days. Because
7 days is doable.
That's
2 weeks
super
is
doable.
Not.
Yeah, 7 days is doable, and I mean that gets you. You said Thanksgiving, and you're ready to rock and roll. You put your makeup on, feeling good, ready to go.
Makeup in some areas, but not all. But yeah, it's a lot easier than it used to be recovery wise.
Okay, so let's just 2 weeks you can put makeup on.
2 weeks you're in makeup.
Okay, that's still good.
Everywhere, even where the scars are.
Full makeup in 2 weeks. That's pretty good. All right, lovely. You always have one more question. What?
I just want him to repeat his phone number.
281-203-0600.
All right. And with we're going to go to the break and check our text messages and see who might have texted us and be like, hey, give him my number. All right. Thank you so much. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Bye.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blinks.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Shriver.
Get out the way. Get
hello.
Out the
way. We're back.
You're very calm.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
This is good, though. Yeah.
Fashionista.
Look at this voice.
Bio Bay.
Meditative voice. Yogi.
Coach Nelson.
Coach Nelson.
All the things about to blow up here in the business phase. So I'm being very kind.
Really,
yeah, I've had a very just upsetting last 3 hours. So, hey, here she is next to me, my beautiful, bossy, black babe. Bestie.
Oh, babe. That's a good
yeah, babe. But beautiful, bossy, black babe. That just pretty much sums you up. I don't think I have to say another word.
Okay. Siobhan and Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, executive producer and the eighth wonder of the world. So lovely with the meditative voice. Let's talk about our first business story. What's happening on I-10?
Major I-10 West lane reductions and connector closures starting October 24th. To support the White Oak Bio Elevation Project.
Pot is simmering.
Oh, you have no idea. Traffic congestion on Houston's I-10 West Corridor is set to intensify as TxDOT begins narrowing the freeway to two lanes between I-45 North and Houston Avenue. Starting October 24th, 2025. It already is. I don't understand what that's about. Seriously. I mean, you know, if you come off of 45 on to 10, it's a mess. The lane reductions and closure of key highway connectors are integral to the $400 million White Oak Bio Elevation Project aimed at raising I-10 above the flood-prone zones, with work extending through mid-2026 and 2028. Okay, so they're going to tear this thing up again. We're going to be left with probably the exact same thing 2 feet higher. We'll have another flood. I mean, it's going to be like the 610, like total mess at 59. That is a total mess. They left exactly what they found. Mm-hmm. They have one lane coming off of 59 going north, the same backup as ever. Mm-hmm. You pull on to 610 going north, it is stopped. Traffic is stopped because what did they do there? Nothing. Come back on it, 610 south, traffic is stopped. All day. There's not a rush hour anymore. It is taking your life into your hands trying to drive around Houston. So who's designing this? Who's building it? Where's the money? That's really what I have to say about all of it. Houston Avenue is also going to be rerouted to prevent vehicle collisions with the new low current clearance. I mean, this is just a mess and no one's thinking. No one is thinking.
I like it when you get all fired up.
I'm really fired up.
I do. I like it when
I am
you get
so
fired up.
Upset about whether it's TxDOT, the city of Houston. I don't know who it is, but they are not running the state well or the city well or any of the roads. And I'm very tired of it. I'm going to go all the way back to tolls were supposed to be temporary and support education.
And when was that, like 35 years
ago? Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until the road was paid for. But meanwhile, the tolls were also going to support education, which nothing supports education in the state of Texas. So I'm not even going there because we don't believe in education in Texas.
Okay.
Should I continue?
Nope. I like it when you get fired up, though, because you're always like, oh, and everybody's lovely. And then we start talking about driving. You're like, and everyone's not. Damn them to hell.
I just bought a new car. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I had to buy a new car because our lovely street construction from Allen Parkway coming, west, turning south onto Montrose, has been going on for over a year. Trying
and
to fix
no lights.
Allen Parkway to West Dallas. There's no street lights on that section. And they've changed the lanes so many times that when I turned left onto Montrose, went through the light, pitch black, and drove right in to a concrete barricade instead of the lane. Because it had been moved recently. There were no reflectors anywhere around it. And totaled my car. Luckily, I wasn't really hurt badly. I mean, I had a bruised sternum and some muscle pulls. But come on.
Well, I'm glad you
were. Who owes me the money for the car?
Well, let's move forward. I'm glad you were not hurt badly. Because if so, you would have driven down to TxDOT or to the city and probably driven your car through the front. So I'm glad. I'm glad that you.
I did drive my car home, which no one understands how I did that.
Yeah, you don't even understand. So I'm afraid to go to the next door because it has Allen Parkway in it.
It has Allen Parkway and parking and garage.
I feel like this is triggering.
But this is exciting.
So DC Partners is building a 12 $12 million parking garage to support the Allen's booming retail and hospitality. So Houston-based DC Partners, you like that, that's good, Houston mm-hmm. company. They're building a seven-story, over 500-space parking structure at the Allen mixed-use development off of Allen Parkway to address the success of retail and restaurants and all the likes. Thompson Hotel's over there, and they do need parking because there's not no parking.
There's no
parking. So that's good. It's
they had
up.
Like a surface lot that was a big nothing.
And it's and you
and
have
they
to wait.
And a really busy gym there. And oh, they, the out, the hotel, the Thompson, has been really busy.
Yeah.
And
so you I like under- this. I was afraid to say
yeah,
Allen.
Yeah, no, I like this. This
Allen
makes
Parkway.
Sense.
So I didn't want you to like throw your computer.
Yeah, I mean, the Thompson's a 35-story
and it's residences. Yeah.
I mean, this is a lot of people.
Well, and I was at an event there, and I hadn't been. This was my first time, and it's a really nice area, but the parking, there's not enough parking to support all of the activities.
You
so
know
this
when
is
you the, pull into the valet, you're in trouble.
Oh, God.
You know, well, you know well, when you know, you pull, you know you're there
well,
for life.
And as a matter of fact, I didn't valet because of that, and it was
Where'd
raining.
Where'd you park?
I waited. I came out, considered going home, and said, oh, no, Shavonna, don't be that person. Go. Just turn around. It's going to be fine. Because it was during the time when folks were coming from the gym.
Yeah.
And then I got a parking spot.
Okay.
In the surface lot. But, yeah, it was a whole thing. Okay. I'm afraid to read this one because bio is in there. Can I say?
So bio's not a problem.
Well, you were going on and on about the bio expansion, and that's why they were doing the construction.
Oh, hell no. I was going, let me make this perfectly clear.
Okay.
I am going on and on about TxDOT, the city of Houston, road construction. Mm-hmm. It's not really about the bio.
Okay.
The bio just floods.
Yeah.
But I grew up in Houston, and I love the bio.
Okay.
You tell them.
I'm a bio girl.
Okay. You are a bio girl.
Yeah. So Greensboro has been named the official Texas paddling trail.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's expanding recreational waterways in Houston. 7.7-mile stretch of Greensboro, which I don't know where it is, winding through Houston, has been designated as an official paddling trail by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
That's actually good.
Enhancing recreational access to natural waterways near urban areas.
So, you know the Buffalo Bayou Regatta? Do you ever?
Yes.
So, I think, and first of all, the first time I was involved, this was 100 years ago. I didn't realize how far these bayou, the system.
I guess it just
elaborate.
Keeps going really
far. Yeah, so it's going to, it's all connected up. That's actually really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I went, they're going to have kayaking. They're going to have all, I loved kayaking.
Yeah, you know you can do that here.
Pinky's kayaking rental. I don't know where it is, but they're going through Brock Adventure Park, Strickland Park, and the Thomas Bell Foster Park. I don't know where those parks are.
You know
are.
Who probably knows? Baseball boyfriend Scott. Sounds like
oh,
East
he knows
Texas
everything.
Kind of stuff. Sounds like East Texas to me.
So
you know what I mean?
He just knows everything. He knows a little something about everything. But he really knows that stuff from being
man.
With CenterPoint, I think, you know, and having floods and electrical problems.
You know, I sent you all an article. Did you see his? Well, he sent me a response back about the grid. And he's like, well, this is a little too elementary for the real grid, but blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I remember.
Anyway.
You know, when he does that, I don't listen.
But he knows a lot. He knows everything.
If he won't give me a quote, I'm not interested.
Fair. All right.
It is fair.
It's fair.
You
know? I mean, it is fair. Okay, so the last business story, which is very interesting, AOL. Now, this has actually made me a little bit sad. They're ending their dial-up internet service.
Who knew it still existed?
I did.
How do you dial up?
Well, you don't have a landline. So
I have a landline. I don't have a land phone.
Okay.
I have the line.
Okay.
I can't give it up. The number's too good. And
so
I don't want to
second. Where does it ring?
It doesn't. It rings on TV. You know what
so
I mean? It
what,
shows up on,
what's,
for, you know, like it shows up on my TV. But all it does is have thousands. And I'm not going to tell you.
What? You,
the whole
you don't
world
answer
will be
it?
Calling it.
You're not going to answer. It doesn't matter.
It's a great number.
It doesn't matter.
Seven.
That is a good number.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because you're not going to answer it to the whole world be calling me. You're not going to answer the phone because you can't.
I didn't give the area code, but you can.
Well, it's 713. We know that. Anyway.
Yeah, because I won't have any other area code.
Oh, you're one of those people?
Oh, if I go back to New York, I'll be 917 again.
Were you going to steal somebody's phone? Uh-huh. You're going to get a burned phone?
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
I'm still sick that I gave up my 911. I had two lines the first 3 or 4 years I lived in Houston.
Yeah.
I had both of them on the phone, but then I didn't use the 917 for 3 years and decided I...
So, just so you know, there are some other holdouts like you. So, 163,000 U.S. households still relied exclusively on dial-up as of 2023. Just so you know.
Hello.
I think that's very interesting. So, this shutdown follows the retirement of some other digital relics like Microsoft Skype. Do you remember Skype?
Yeah.
Okay, so Internet Explorer is still around.
You know
around.
Who Skype was still? Skype is still there, and you know who's Skype? No, not oh. Scott. No, scammers on all of the dating websites. The biggest dating website scam is somebody who shows up supposedly with one parent from another country,
what?
A very deep accent, they're consultants, and they're out on projects somewhere out of the United States.
And some of my Skype. Friends meet this profile. Are they scammers? Are they dating scammers?
They're yeah. If they're talking yeah. to them, they're probably not dating. They're going to be
That's
communicating until
so
they ask them for money.
Really?
Yeah, the platform they're on is going to blow up, and then
so they're
ask
on
for money.
Skype. So Skype.
Well, they're on. You know, yeah, they use
they
Skype.
They use Skype. To
they
talk.
Don't have FaceTime. You know, like yeah, they Skype.
Okay, let's talk about FaceTime for 1 second. Do you think that it's appropriate just to FaceTime someone without like giving them a calendar that you're going to FaceTime them? Does that make sense?
You know, so this is an interesting answer, especially coming from me. Mm. They have the option not to answer.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know?
But you know that, and then how do you feel when you know they declined your
face? I don't answer. I don't FaceTime people without
okay.
knowing them
That's
or asking
mean.
Or setting it up or so, even my kids.
But is it weird? Magical?
Depending on the generation you're in.
Yeah, it depends on the generation.
Yeah.
So, like, if I FaceTimed you, would that be weird? Just randomly, Saturday, no. Like, yo, what up? No?
No, my friend Jeff FaceTimes me all the time.
Without setting it up?
That's what his phone, you know, hey.
That's the way he can. That's the way like, that's the best he can do.
It's like how he saved me. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Somehow he saved me as a FaceTime, you know? In his favorites.
And so that's the only way he knows how to call you is FaceTime.
Or the craziest thing that's is hilarious. We'll be talking on the phone and all of a sudden his is switching to FaceTime. So I just decline it and we stay on the phone.
He never knows the difference.
You know.
Okay, so
I mean when I answered it with a roller in my bangs.
Then he's like,
he was,
hey.
Well, hey, I look like Fran, so that was okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right, so one other stat we have to talk about, we didn't talk about this in our fashion, fitness, wellness because we had our great guests. We're going to talk about it now. So we started pre-show talking about the number of men who get married after either being divorced or widowed versus the number of women. So yours truly, Eighth Wonder, looked this up. So this is as of 2022, 64% of divorced or widowed men in the U.S. have remarried. Compared to 52% of previously married women. So, as I predicted,
two-thirds versus half. Mm-hmm. However, I would have thought it was more.
I think it probably
I would have
is.
Thought
These people
it was
under,
more.
Because now I think now it is more socially acceptable to be partnered and not married. So
well,
some
you're
of
probably
these
right.
folks are
yeah.
probably still partnering. I mean,
right.
For
they
all
go
intents
right
and purposes,
into some relationship
a very
and move
long-term,
in together.
Yes, they're just not yeah. officially married.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not as interesting if it was 90% and 52. I mean,
yeah. Well,
you know,
I think the real
I mean,
percentage is probably more like 80%.
Yeah, we could ask about coupling or
long-term partnership.
Long-term partnership.
Stay tuned.
Something.
Stand by. We're gonna get.
We'll be back. With
we'll be
that.
Back to get that. But we need to wrap up our show because we're done.
Oh darn! I just hate this.
I know.
I hate saying goodbye.
Well, I'm just glad we made it over that hump of the I-10 expansion because I thought that we might have to end the show there. Because you went off of the rails.
I did, but I was great, wasn't I?
You were great. I mean, I love it.
I think I said what everybody in town thinks, so let's hope somebody hears it bigger than us.
Do you remember that discount tire commercial where the woman would drive up and throw the tire through the window? This was like back in like the 80s.
I do not.
It was a funny commercial where they're like saying other tire companies suck. And so the lady drives up, she throws her tire in the window, and they were saying discount's better. That's how I feel you would do to TxDOT. Like, you would go throw something through the window.
I can't even
like a cone,
describe how
one
I
of those
feel.
Orange things, you go pick it up and throw it through the window.
Well, the orange things are really City of Houston things.
Whatever. Both. Well, you
I'm
said
throwing
both.
Those into the you-know-who's office.
Okay. Well, with
Next.
That, we're going to end the show. Well, lovely, as always, it's
we
been
want
great.
You to stay focused.
On traffic. Stay fit.
And stay fabulous. And be with us October 29th at our next Salon with David Peck.
Yay! It's going to be so, so good.
Fabulous. Fabulous. We're going to have
holidays.
packing instructions.
Packing with the pros.
Yeah, fabulous, fabulous. Zane Carruth is going to be there with her incredible books.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. We're going to be there. I mean, so, duh.
Yeah, and then, of course, there'll be lots of shopping and the holiday shopping card.
The holiday shopping card. This is a trifecta of fun.
Yeah, and you can buy the holiday shopping card in advance already. It's up for sale.
It is. Okay, this is super exciting. So October 29th, that's a Wednesday from 5 to 7, David Peck. Someone asked me, someone said, you should put the address on the invite. I'm like, there's one location. but with that,
we're out.
Bye. Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.